In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Who are witnesses upon the creatures, and the deeds of people are shown to them.
There are some verses of the Holy Quran which prove that the purified infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, are witnesses upon the creatures, and the deeds of people are shown to them. First verse. And thus, we have made you a medium, just, nation, that you may be the bearers of witness to the people, and, that, the apostle may be a bearer of witness to you. The Holy Quran 2, 143. The blessed Sheikh Tabrizi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has said that there are three statements regarding their being witness. The first is that, they are witness over people in the matter of their deeds in this world, and in the hereafter which might have been done against truth has been said. And, the prophets and the witnesses shall be brought up. The Holy Quran 39, 69. Secondly, it may mean that you are proof or hojat on people, so put before them the truth and the religion, and the messenger may be witness over you, and may put or describe the truth and religion. Thirdly, these noble ones will give witness about the messengers that, they conveyed the divine commands, and that their communities belied them, and that, the meaning of the messengers being witness over them is that, they will give witness about their deeds, or will be proofs over them, or will give witness about them on the day of judgment, that they had given true testimony. In this case, upon, would be in the meaning of, for, that is, upon you, will mean, for you.
It is mentioned in traditions that, in this verse, the address is to the Imams, and they are witness to the creation, and these traditions can be taken in two aspects. First, the address may be specifically to these gentlemen, and only they be meant by Ummah, as mentioned in some traditions that this verse was revealed like this.
Vakazalak jadal nakam a'iyim dan vasatat. That is to say, and thus, we have made you the medium just infallible Imams.
Second, the address may be to the entire Ummah, from the viewpoint given this adjective of being, vastat, or moderate. The blessed Skolani, Safar, Ebni Shara Ashab and Ayashi, Rahmatullah Alayhim, have, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imams Bagir and Sa'adik, Alayhim As-Salam, that, they have while explaining this verse, they said, we are the medium nation, Ummati Vastat, and we are Allah's witness over the creation and Allah's proof, Hojat, on the earth. The blessed Forat has, with reliable chains of narrators, about the meaning of this verse, quoted Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that there always is a witness from us Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, in every age. Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, was in his time, and Imam Hassan was in his days, and Imam Hussein was in his period, and likewise every Imam who guides people towards Allah, is in his time the witness of Allah. Likewise, in Basatirat Darajat, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, he said, the medium nation, means the Imams who are witnesses over the people and that the apostle may be a bearer of witness to you, means the messenger will be a witness over you. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, we are the witnesses over the people about their halal, permissible, and haram, prohibited, and about whichever of divine commandments have been broken by them. In Kafi and in Basatirat Darajat, Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is reported to have said, Allah has made us clean of evils, and also infallible, and made us witnesses over the creation, and also proof, Hojat, in his earth, and also he has made Quran with us, and us with the Quran. Neither, we will separate ourselves from it, nor will it separate itself from us.
The blessed Ayashi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, we are the most moderate in all manners, and we are the best of all, that is, of the angles and the couches which are being spread in presidential places, or among the kinds of the creation, as has been said by Allah, and thus, we have made you a medium, or just nation. So, it is necessary that the one who is guilty about our rights, or makes excesses, should return towards us. He has also narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that he recited this verse and said, "Do you think that what is meant in this verse, is all the people of Qiblat or Muslims who believe in Allah's oneness? It is not so. Do you think that the witness of the one whose testimony is not being accepted in world, even for a little quantity of dates, will be called in the hereafter to give testimony by Allah, and he will accept it, before all the communities of the past? It is not so, Allah has not desired like that, but it is regarding only that community in whose favor the prayer of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, has been answered. They are those who have been addressed by Allah thus. You are the best of the nations raised up for the benefit of men." The Holy Quran 3:110. Thereafter, he describes their attributes saying, "They order the performance of good deeds, and prohibit the commitment of evil deeds, and by it, what is meant is the Imams, as only they are the most moderate of all people, and also the best of all." He is also reported to have said that, "No one is the witness to people, except the messengers and the 12 infallible Imams, because, it is not comprehensible that, Allah will call on the entire community for giving witness, because, in it there also are some such people whose testimony, is not worth, even a little green stem of a tree." Abul Qasim Haskani has quoted Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, in Shawahidat Tanzil that, "The Lord of the Universe had mentioned us in the verse, that, you may be the bearers of witness to the people, and he has addressed us in it." So, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is witness over us, and we are, from Allah, witnesses over the creation, and we are the proof or hujjat of Allah on the earth, and it is only us about whom Allah has said, "And thus we have made you a medium or just nation."
Second verse. How will it be, then, when we bring from every people a witness, and bring you as a witness against these? The Holy Quran 4:41. The commentators have said that, they are the messengers who are the witnesses of their communities. O Muhammad! We will make you the witness over all of them. Some have said, O Messenger! Be witness over your Ummah. And some others have said, you are the witness over those witnesses from us, over that community, and Muhammad is the witness over us. In Etijaj, in a lengthy tradition, Amirul Mu'mineen is reported to have said, showing the attribute of the Ahli Mawqif or the halted ones, that prophets will be made to halt, and they will be questioned, "Did you convey my message to your communities over whom you were appointed by me?" All the messengers will reply, "We did convey." Then those communities will be asked, "Did my messengers made you aware of my message?" The disbelievers would deny as mentioned by Allah. "Most certainly then, we will question those to whom, the apostles, were sent, and most certainly we will also question the apostles," the Holy Quran 7:6. The disbelievers would say, "There came not to us a giver of good news or a warner," the Holy Quran 5:19. At that time, the messengers will request the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give witness, and the Holy Prophet will testify that the messengers are telling the truth, and those of their community are telling a lie, who have denied the conveyance of message. Then, the community of every messenger will be addressed. "So indeed, there has come to you a giver of good news and a warner, and Allah has power over all things." The Holy Quran 5:19. Imam, alayhi salam, said, "He has power enough to make your organs speak in order to testify on your behalf that, the messengers of Allah had conveyed the message to you. This is pointer to the divine word. How will it be, then, when we bring from every people a witness, and bring you as a witness against these?" The Holy Quran 4:41. At that time, they will not be able to reject the witness given by the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of the fear that their lips may be sealed, and then their organs may testify. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet will give witness about the deniers and the hypocrites of his Ummah that they had become atheists, and turned away from religion, and they became enemies of the legatees of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and broke covenants, and changed their habits, and oppressed his family members, and turned their back to the religion, and became apostates, and followed those communities who had been dishonest to their prophets in earlier times, and had oppressed their legatees. At that time, all will confess their denial and misguidance and say, O Allah! Our hearts had become stony, and we were of the misguided groups. Thereafter, on that day, will those who disbelieve and disobey the Apostle, desire that the earth were leveled with them, and they shall not hide any word from Allah. The Holy Quran 4:42. The Blessed, Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that, it means those who had grabbed the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, will wish, they had sunk in the ground at the place where they had gathered to grab the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and that, they will not be able hide from Allah what the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said in favor of Amir al-Mu'mineen and about their deviation. Third verse. Allah and His Apostle will observe your conduct, then you will be returned to the knower of the sensible and the unseen, and He will inform you concerning what you used to do, the Holy Quran 9:94. Fourth verse. And say, work, so Allah will see your work, and, so will, His Apostle and the believers, and you shall be brought back to the knower of the unseen and the seen, then He will inform you of what you did. The Holy Quran 9:105. The subject matter of the third and the fourth verses is almost similar. Commentators have differed in interpreting the word, believers. Some have said they are the martyrs, and some opine that, they are angels who record human deeds. There are many Shias as well as Bakari and Omari traditions that mention that, here, believers, means the holy 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam. Accordingly the Blessed Safar, Ibn Shara Ashab, Ayashi, Kolani and others have with reliable chains of narrators narrated that Imams Bagir and Sa'adik, alayhim as-salam, have said that everywhere the word, believers, means us, the infallible Imams.
In Majalis of the Blessed Sheikh Tusi, Basairat Darajat, and in the Tafsir Ayashi, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that one day the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sitting among his companions, when he said, my being in the midst of you is good for you, and my leaving this place is also good for you. Hearing this, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari got up and said, O Messenger of Allah! We know that your presence among us is good for us, but how is it good for us when you are not present among us? The Prophet said, my presence before you is better on the basis of Allah's words. But Allah was not going to chastise them while you were among them, and it is also not so that Allah is going to chastise them, while yet they ask for forgiveness. The Holy Quran 8:33. The Hazrat said, they are being punished by the sword. And my separation from you is better for you in this way that, your deeds are being presented before us every Monday and Thursday. When I see that your deeds are good, I thank Allah, and when I notice that your deeds are evil, I seek Allah's pardon for you. It is narrated in Majalis of the Blessed Sheikh Tusi, and Basairat Darajat with reliable chains of narrators that Ibn Uzaina once requested Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, to explain the meaning of the divine words. And say, work, so Allah will see your work, and, so will, His Apostle and the believers. The Holy Quran 9:105. The Imam replied, here, believers, means us. The Sheikh has in Majalis and others have with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Dawood ibn Kasir that, he says that, one day I was with Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, when, without my asking the Imam, alayhi salam, began to say, O Dawood! Your deeds were presented to me on Thursday, and when I saw that you behaved nicely with your such and such cousin, I became very glad, and I imagined that, this good attitude with relatives might be, because of the realization of the fact that very soon his life would end and his death arrive. Dawood says that I had a cousin, who was very bad-natured and inimical towards me. I came to know that, he and his family members are in big trouble. So, before proceeding to Holy Mecca, I made some arrangement for the removal of his difficulties. Then, when I reached Medina, Imam, alayhi salam, informed me about this. Ali ibn Ibrahim has, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, in this verse, believers, means the holy Imams, and also that the deeds of righteous and evil servants are presented to the Holy Prophet every morning. So, all of you should avoid presentation of your evil deeds to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
The same Imam is reported to have said that, no believer or disbeliever is ever buried before the presentation of his deeds to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, and all the holy Imams whose obedience has been made obligatory for the creatures by Allah, and that this is the meaning of the divine words. And say, work, so Allah will see your work and, so will, His Apostle and the believers. The Holy Quran 9:105. In Mani al-Akbar and Tafsir Ayashi, Abu Basr is reported to have visited Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, and said, Abul Khattab was saying that, every Thursday, the deeds of the Ummah are being presented to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Imam said, not so, but the good and bad deeds of the Ummah are being presented to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every morning. So refrain from misdeeds. Then, he recited this verse and remained silent. Abu Basr said, believers, means the 12 infallible Imams. In Basairad Darajat, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, the good and bad deeds of servants are being presented before the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so, refrain from sins. According to another narration, Muhammad ibn Muslim asked the same Imam whether the deeds of the Ummah are being presented to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hazrat replied, there is no doubt about it. Then, in response to an inquiry about this verse, the Imam said, believers, are the Imams who have been appointed by Allah over the people of the earth as witness. Similarly, the said Imam is reported to have said that, the deeds of servants are presented to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Thursday. According to yet another narration, he said that every Thursday, they are presented to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the 12 infallible Imams. And according to yet another narration, every Thursday, the deeds of people are presented to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when the day of Arafat arrives, Allah nullifies the deeds of the enemies of us and those of our Shias as He has said. And we will proceed to what they have done of deeds, so we shall render them, as scattered floating dust. The Holy Quran 25:23. That is, we looked at their deeds, and we crushed them like atoms which are swept away, by the wind, and none of them are of any gain or benefit. According to another tradition, he said, believers, means, Imams before whom the deeds of the people will continue to be presented every day till the day of judgment.
Similarly, it is reported that Imam Riza, alayhi salam, was once requested by one of his near companions for praying for him and for his family members. The Hazrat told him, don't I pray for you? By Allah your deeds are presented to me every night and every day. That companion says, I gave extraordinary importance to these words of the holy Imam. Then, the Hazrat said, perhaps, you have not read the holy verse. And say, work, so Allah will see your work and, so will, His Apostle and the believers. The Holy Quran 9:105. It is also reported that, once Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, addressed his companions, why are you making the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sorrowful. One from the audience asked, "May I be sacrificed for you? How are we grieving the Holy Prophet?" The Imam replied, "Perhaps you do not know that your deeds are presented to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. When he sees disobedience and sin in your deeds, he becomes sorrowful. So, do not give sorrow to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, by your misdeeds, rather make him happy through your good deeds." The Blessed Kholaini, Rahmatullah alayh, has reported that once a man recited this verse before Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam. Imam said, "This verse is not like this. It is not and the believers, mominun, but it is the trusted ones, mamunun. We imams are the mamunun, that is the trustees of Allah's religion and of the knowledge, codes, and commands of Allah's religion." The Blessed Sayyid Ibn Tawuz, Rahmatullah alayh, has, in his work Risalato Mahasabat and Nafs, quoted from Ibn Mahiyar's tafsir and said that once Amr ibn Yazir requested the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, "It is my aspiration and I earnestly wish that you may live among us the long life of Nuh, alayhi salam." The Holy Prophet replied, "O Amr! For you both my life and my death are good. My life is better for you, and my death is not bad for you. My life is better for you, because when you commit a misdeed, I pray for your forgiveness. But fear Allah after my death, and continue to send more and more salawat or peace upon me and on my Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam. Surely, your deeds, along with the names of your parents and forefathers are being presented to me. When I see your good deeds, I praise Allah, and when I see your misdeeds, I pray for your forgiveness." Hearing this, all those who were hypocrites, and who had doubts about the messengership of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and whose hearts were affected by the illness of disbelief and hypocrisy began to say, "Can you imagine that, after his death, your deeds along with your full names will be presented to him? No, never, it cannot be so. This is a lie." At that time, Allah revealed this verse, and say, "Work, so Allah will see your work, and, so will, his apostle, and the believers." People asked, "O Messenger of Allah! Who are, believers?" The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, replied, "They are Ali Muhammad," and then added, "And you shall be brought back to the knower of the unseen and the seen, then he will inform you of what you did." The Holy Quran 9:105. Allah will show each and every good or bad deeds done by you. There are many traditions regarding every such subject. We have considered this much as sufficient.